This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, represents the 2nd Congressional District in the Great Lakes State, also a member of the House Intelligence Committee and a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor in Michigan in next year's campaign. But we want to get his thoughts on the health care debate for the next few minutes, and specifically his joining the effort to bring many, many Americans to the nation's capital on Thursday, which is the earliest possible day that the Democratic-sponsored health care plan unveiled by Nancy Pelosi last week could actually be voted on the House floor. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it is always good to be with you. Thank you.
You and some of your colleagues have basically said that you can talk all day long, but the Democrats aren't going to get your message unless the people show up in person and deliver it. Why do you think that'll make a big difference?
Because we don't have the votes, and they've demonstrated a callousness now over the last 2 months to disregard what the American people said and told them and all of us in August that they don't want government-run health care, and they just keep moving right in that direction. And so, you know, we're encouraging people to come down to the mall, come down to the, you know, the East Front, the West Front. We're not quite sure which one we're going to have yet on Thursday at noon. You know, demonstrate that you want, that you are a voice in favor of freedom. If you can't come to D.C., call your congressman and voice your vote in favor of freedom, or go and visit your congressional district office. Do one of those three, but, you know, speak for freedom and speak for, you know, smaller government on Thursday. We need the American people to speak up and to try to rally the no votes and defeat this Pelosi health care bill.
If the town hall protests, which were very visible, very, very to the point, didn't necessarily change enough minds, so what message specifically do you think they need to deliver on Thursday to change enough minds?
I think this message is all about freedom. For socialism, getting control of health care is the brass ring. It's the golden ring. You know, it's kind of like, wow, if government can take over health care, it's one of the most personal things that you and I deal with each and every day. If we can now get a hold of that, you know, the fight may be over. We are on our way to socialism, big government, and it will not be possible to turn it back. And, you know, so I think that the message clearly has to be, we want freedom. We don't want government-run health care. We don't want government getting between me and my doctor, me and my insurance company, me and my choice. You know, we don't need that, and that's not who America is.
Congressman, do you think there are enough moderates or people afraid of losing re-election that will actually take the time to listen to this?
Oh, I think so. What we need to do over this, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we ever vote on this thing, we got to create a few more moderates. Maybe they think they're not a moderate today, but if they hear enough from enough American people and enough of their own constituents, maybe by this weekend they will be a moderate, and that's what we need. And, you know, if we can take a few moderates and make them into conservatives, that would be even better.
Congressman, when do you expect a final vote? We've heard, as you mentioned, it could be anywhere from Thursday to Saturday to next week. What does that tell you about the votes that are currently lined up, and when do you think it'll actually happen?
Well, what it tells you right now is they don't have enough votes lined up. They're still short. That's why Thursday's so important. You know, what we'd love to see Thursday afternoon is that they're further away from 218 votes on Thursday afternoon than they were Thursday morning. But as soon as they start getting close to 218 votes, that's when they'll start the movement. I don't expect it any time before, you know, I don't think you'll see it on Friday. I think you'll probably, the earliest now would be Saturday or Sunday.
Congressman, I had a premise to my earlier question that now that I think about it some more may not be accurate, and that was that people on the Democratic side didn't listen to the town hall protesters. Do you think that the town hall protesters actually did have an impact to the point where now it's not a dead certain lock, and now you could possibly push it over the top in the opposite direction?
Oh, I think so. There's no doubt that the people in that grassroots folks had an impact in August. I mean, you saw some of the Democrats kind of looked like they were shell-shocked when they came back here the first week or second week of September. But, you know, now that they've been back in Washington and they've been talking to Nancy Pelosi rather than their constituents, all of a sudden, you know, they're moving back over and say, well, yeah, I can vote for this thing or whatever, and I can survive back home. And what, you know, what Thursday and what this House call is all intended to be is No, you can't. You won't survive. And you don't deserve to survive your re-election bid if you vote in favor of this. And the message is, if you vote in favor of it, you know, we will be out there on Election Day in 2010, you know, trying to do everything we can to defeat you. And if you vote no, you know, maybe we'll be there and we'll support you, because we know how important this single vote was.
Congressman, real quickly, what will folks expect on Thursday? Is it mainly a rally? Do you want them to head to the offices of their representative? What are you asking them to do?
All of the above. We want to get them. We want to, you know, get them juiced up. We want, although we may get more energy from them than what they will get from us. So, you know, we want to spend some time with them at this rally beforehand. And then what we want them to do is we want them to go to their member offices, and the member, you know, those 40 to 50 Democrats who are moderate or conservatives, and give them some backbone and give them some clarity as to why they need to vote no.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching on Thursday and however long this takes. Thanks, sir, very much for your time.
Always good to be with you. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Pete Hoekstra, a congressman from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, a candidate for governor in 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.